hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Bula! Yes, this is Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are in Fiji, and we are having an experience like none other. Now, Pup the Scuba Cowboy is with me, as well as Mermaid Tony and Tiffany. How you doing there, Tony?
Bula! Bula Vanaka, doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Tiffany, how you holding up?
I'm hanging in there, surprisingly.
Yes, it's late in the evening here at Matava Resort in Fiji. We are hanging out with Stuart and Richard, the proprietors of this fine establishment. And we, you know, it's Lovo night. It's village night here at Matava. And we're getting ready to experience some local flavor. Actually, we've had some already. We've been here a few days, and we're recording the show. And they put on a nice little village show here in Fiji at Matava. And I got to tell you, it's truly special. This is my third time to Fiji, first time to Matava, which has run, you know, they've won like the Eco Resort of the, in the World or something for the two years running, something like that, right? Right, Tony?
It's something close like that. They've won a couple different awards for being an Eco Resort. Very yeah. Eco-friendly.
Very eco-friendly. They're very sensitive to the environment and all that kind of good stuff. They do everything they possibly can to minimize their impact on the environment, and they've won some very, very prominent awards, travel awards for that, including two from PADI, Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Now, you know, it is Lovo night, and we hope to talk to some of the villagers, including Maddie, who's been like the master of ceremonies. Well, Maggie, I said Maddie, didn't I? It's Maggie. Maggie is a guy, he is like, I don't know, he's kind of like the cruise director of Matava. Is that a fair assessment there, Tony?
Maggie is almost the everything that we've seen. The bartender, the cook, the
hostess.
Yes, the hostess with the mostest. Maggie has been amazing.
Yes, now you're going to hear from her, I mean him, here in just a little bit. As well as some of the locals. You know, when you come to Fiji, what sets it apart from other places in the world, from my experience, is that it's the people. It's all about the people. I mean, of course, the diving is world class, and we're going to get into that in just a bit. We had Amanda encounter yesterday that, blew my mind. But really, what sets yourself or what sets Fiji apart from all the other destinations I've visited is the people, because you get this cultural exchange with the local villages here in Fiji that is unlike any other place on the planet. It really is an amazing thing to encounter because they literally welcome you into their home, and you drink kava with them here on Kundavu, the island that Matava is based on. Supposedly the kava is world class. It's like the Colombian coffee of kava. Is that fair?
It's like fresh coffee, freshly ground, versus instant coffee that's been freezer dried. And to say we've been spoiled with the kava here on this island is no lie. I love all the other islands, I'm not going to lie, but the kava here has been the best I've ever had.
Yeah, the kava here, Tony, Mermaid Tony's actually been able to keep it down.
Surprisingly.
In the past, that hasn't necessarily been the case. And she's actually, I don't know if she's come to the point where she actually enjoys the taste of kava. But she actually was able to keep it down and hang with us. We reached a new threshold. Tiffany was with me. I said, I want to do at least 10 bowls of kava. And how many did we make the other night there, Tiffany?
They ended up actually making 13 because Greg somehow lost track between, I don't know, 7 and 10 of the kava bowls. And they ended up doing 13 very well and kept it all down. I'm proud.
Yes, well, I was the chief. You know, they have different levels of kavadom. You know, when you do go through the ceremony of sharing kava with the villagers, there's a spokesperson and there's a chief. I've been both now. And when I was chief, I said, hey, we got to do 10 bowls of kava tonight to get the full effect, the whole lip-numbing effect and mellowing of the kava. And I think we kind of achieved that goal. And who knows? We might eclipse it today. You think?
We're not doing 10 bowls of kava tonight. I'm sorry.
We're not going to do 10 bowls. We're going to do 20?
Absolutely not.
The local villagers do like 30, 40, 50 bowls of kava in a setting sometimes. Now, Richard, you're with me here. You're one of the proprietors of this fine resort, Matava. You've had, what, 30, 40 bowls of kava yourself, I'm sure, in one setting, haven't you?
Oh, easily. The longest I've done is 9.5 hours of kava drinking.
9.5 hours, and that's a cup of kava how often? Figure.
Oh, probably, maybe 8 or 10 bowls an hour.
8 or 10 bowls an hour. Yeah. So, that's a little bit more than even 30 or 40. That's way up there.
No, that puts me on about 100, I reckon.
Yeah. So, what happens after 100 bowls of kava?
Well, then you start walking like a crab.
Walking like a crab. Now, explain that. I don't get it.
Well, it's very different from being drunk with alcohol.
Okay.
You maintain a very clear head, but you have no control over your body.
All right, so the kava basically severs the nerve endings between your brain and your appendages, and so you can say, okay, leg move this way, and it just doesn't do that. But you're like, I'm telling you to move this way, but it's just not working it.
It's exactly that. You want your leg to go forwards, it goes out to the side. The only way you can get home, you turn sideways to the path, and you walk sideways.
All right, so it sets you off like 45 degrees. And so you have to kind of focus on walking sideways, and that makes you walk straight. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it's more like 90 degrees. You really have to go. Yeah.
It just knocks you off your rocker is basically what you're saying.
Degree geek. Yeah, 90 degrees. You've got to face exactly sideways to where you want to go, and you just walk sideways home.
Interesting. All right. Well, I didn't really encounter that. With 10 bowls of kava. So maybe that we just didn't drink enough of it, you think?
No, you've got to keep going.
You got to keep going. You got to get up there towards 30, 40 or more, or maybe 100. I don't know. But that's a lot of kava.
Well, you have a choice. You have the chance to do it tonight. There's plenty of kava down there.
Yeah, and it's still early in the evening. And matter of fact, I forgot to mention the fact that we are celebrating Scuba Radio Thanksgiving here in Fiji at Matava, and a part of the village ceremony, part of the kava ceremony is the fact that we are kind of celebrating our little U.S. holiday here in Fiji. And not only do we have the kava, but we had turkey. I expected, we were going to have like pork or fish or maybe a person. We're going to do that whole cannibalism thing for Thanksgiving. But no, you guys flew in a turkey. What was that all about, Richard?
We ordered this turkey 6 months ago. We flew it in. You're not going to believe how much it cost us, and I'm going to tell you.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell us, because this made it that much more tasty when we found out, really, it cost that much? Are you kidding me?
$120 a pound.
$120 a pound. But, that's the kind of service you can expect at Matava. If you come here for Thanksgiving, I guess, right?
It is. That's the first one we've had. I'm not sure we're going to do one again in a hurry.
Well, he ordered that after 100 bowls of kava, I'm guessing. Is that right?
There's an awful lot that I'll do after 100 bowls of kava.
Exactly. But yeah, it's been truly an amazing event here. And like you said, it's the people that really set it apart. They have been so welcoming to our Scuba Radio crew. Pup, the Scuba Cowboys, getting ready to play a song there with the local villagers. They're kind of bouncing back and forth, having their little musical exchange. He's playing a country song or a dive song that you've heard us do here on Scuba Radio. And then they're sharing their little cultural music and stuff, which is phenomenal. Harmonies, guitars, drums, the works, and it's quite amazing. We had some dancing. Matter of fact, I'm wearing a skirt right now. Yeah, I said that out loud. You heard me right. Both me and Pup the Scuba Cowboy are wearing a grass skirt. And I got to say, we are indeed working it, aren't we, Tony?
We're working it as hard as we can.
Yeah, no, you aren't. I am. I'm wearing a grass skirt, I just said. Did you not hear what I'm saying? Me and Pup are working these skirts. Not Sulu's. These are actually grass skirts.
You're wearing khaki shorts down to your knees and a Scuba Radio t-shirt.
Yeah, with a grass skirt. I'm working it, and I was shaking. I was doing the local dance, you know, the robot.
The girls had coconuts on, and that was it, and a mermaid tail. We win, you lose.
Yeah, you guys were wearing kava cups, literally, they use coconut shells to serve the kava.
We are not going there.
What do you mean we are not going there? What are you talking about? Dad, you guys had some special tops for your mermaid outfits made from coconut shells. Like, and the villagers did that for you. We found out that Tiffany is, she wears high tide.
Giggity.
And Tony.
Giggity.
Oh, yeah, she's the tsunami.
Giggity.
We got the pictures to prove it. Go to scubaradio.com and check it out. More coming up from PG.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wow, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you wanna come by. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
Yes, we are getting down in Fiji. Greg the Dive Master sporting a grass skirt. I kid you not, it was made by the local villagers here on Kadavu. We're hanging out at Matava Resort, Eco Resort, unbelievable place. And it's Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. It's literally Thanksgiving here in Fiji. And we're celebrating with some of our favorite dive friends, Mermaid Tony, Tiffany are both here, as well as the Scuba Cowboy. And then some old friends, Mark from Mike and Mark back in the day, are hanging out here in the resort. We're going to talk to them and Nicole here in just a bit. But first, we got to talk to more of the villagers. We're having this little culture exchange going on right now, and we're sitting back away from the group. But we pulled in one of the villagers who, now you work at the school, right, here in Kadavu?
Yeah. Yeah, I work at the school, and I'm the head teacher of the school.
You're the big cheese. You're the one who keeps everybody in line, all the kids in line here in the village, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And the show that you guys have put on for the guests, you do this like once a week at Matava, is that right, or thereabouts?
Yeah, we have been having it fortnightly, if I'm correct, especially in funding the school. Because
Well, that's what you do. You guys put on a nice little show for the people who visit Matava, and at the end, people chip in a few bucks to help support the school and the training for the kids, right, and, that you teach. And I imagine, as remote as Kandavu and Matava is, it's tough to get certain supplies, books, and things like that. Is that the case?
Yeah, true.
So tonight we raised a few bucks, I guess, right? Or at least, but you know what? We didn't raise anything. We basically paid for some first-class Fijian entertainment. I loved it. That was great.
We have received so much tonight.
It was all good. It was all about that cultural exchange, right?
Yeah, true.
Now, did you like what we brought to the table, or was it a little like, what is the deal with these mermaids and this guy with a grass skirt wearing no shirt?
Oh, we really like the mermaids.
You really like the mermaids. Okay. Yeah, they didn't mention the thing about me and Pup in a grass skirt with no shirt on. What's up with that, Tony?
No, he definitely mentioned the mermaids. They like the mermaids.
Yeah, he did. So you like the mermaids. The other part you just tolerated is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, everything was really excellent.
It was. Well, the entertainment is really amazing. You guys know how to put on quite a show. Tell us a little bit about the school. What else do you guys need to train these kids here in your village, well, here on Kandavu?
Well, the school is in a very remote location, so we need a lot of assistance. It's true that we're getting the grant from the government, but on the other hand, we need other assistance too, especially with the books in the library. Stationaries, even computers. Even today we just received a lot of a set of desks and chairs. It was from the European Union, but we have so much other assistance needed at the school to elevate the education stage that the school has right now.
Yeah. Now, is the toughest thing, or say if there's some divers listening to the show right now and they're planning to come out to Matava, whether it's Thanksgiving or not, they want to come out here and experience the manta ray, some of the world-class diving that we have had this week. Can they bring things to the resort that they may be able to throw in their bags, like some pencils and paper and things like that for the kids? Is that helpful for the school here or what?
Yes, we have been having assistance too from divers in the past. Those who visited Matava, getting all these stationaries, even pencils will do, and all those things. And we are very delighted to have all those assistance from the divers. And to you divers, I think Matava is the best place. As we always say in Fiji, Matava is the way the world should be.
It's the way the world should be. You can't say it any better than that. It really is truly amazing. To see how happy you guys are here. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit more remote, but everybody is always smiling. You have everything right there. I mean, you're surrounded by paradise. Do you feel you're spoiled in that sense?
Not really, but we are so happy with the culture that God has given us. And we hope, and we're trying all our best to pass all those down to the next generations to come.
Yes, well, I'll tell you, it really is an amazing experience to come here to Matava and interact with the locals and help them out any way you can. And, congratulations on just some amazing entertainment you provided us. But I hope what little we provided, it gives back just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It was really an amazing experience we had here tonight.
Thank you very much, and we hope that more divers would come to Matava. As I've said, I think it's the best place in the world. As I've said, the Fiji way, Matava is the way the world should be.
The way the world should be. And do you like the mermaids? Should they come back? And should I stay away or not put on a skirt and take off my shirt ever again?
I think we should have more mermaids the next
time. Okay, that's all you had to say. That's kind of what I kind of knew the answer before I asked the question. Because of the reaction we got. They had us up there dancing, me and Pup. I don't know. It was one of those things where it's like, okay, you got to do it because they make you kind of thing. I don't know. What do you think, Tony?
What I think is every country we seem to go to, the answer seems to be the same. Less Greg, more mermaids. More mermaids, less Greg. Every time.
It's the way the world should be. Is that what you're trying to say?
Sounds like matzah to me.
No, that's not true. It just won't work that way. You know, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes. And, you know, if I have to play that role as the bad guy, well, hey, so be it. Tiffany, you'll tolerate it, won't you?
Well, I'm sitting in
Fiji. Okay, just say yes. We'll just go with a yes.
She's in Fiji. She can't argue.
Yes, this is true. Well. And I'm controlling the microphone here tonight, so that's the way it's going to go. But, yeah, we got to talk about the diving here because, obviously, that's why we're here. The cultural exchange we have with the locals is truly what sets it apart from any other place on the planet. But the diving has been absolutely spectacular, especially when you take into account that literally 3 weeks ago, I was in the Galapagos, you know, like the Mount Everest of diving when it comes to marine encounters. And I got to say that some of the diving I've encountered over the last 2 to 3 days here at Matava has been on par with what I saw in the Galapagos, with the exception of the fact that it was about 10 degrees warmer water. God bless them for that. The Fijian gods were nice to us. And we hung out with Samantha's. I mean, that was pretty cool, wasn't it, Tony?
That was absolutely amazing. My first ever.
Yeah, Richard, what was the name of that site where you have the mantas, the manta dive here at Matava? It's like one of your signature dives where you can go there and see these mantas pretty much consistently. You hardly ever go out there and not see the manta rays. What is the name of that site here at Matava?
Well, it's very originally named Manta Reef.
Oh, of course, reef. Exactly. Manta Reef.
My mistake!
Oh, Vi Reef. When we talk about it ourselves, it's Vi. Vi is Fijian for manta.
Okay, well, there you go. Manta Reef. It's easy to remember. And, you know, there you go. When you come to Matava, you know, hey, I want to go do Manta Reef and experience these mantas. We'll tell you what we did with them, because I had an experience with a manta that I didn't think it was possible anymore, but I did it right here in Fiji. That's next. We are in Fiji here at Matava Resort. You can check it out, matava.com online, by the way, and book it directly online and get out here and experience what we're doing here with the local villagers. The manta rays, yeah. It took me a while to remember, too much kava, to remember the site where we had this manta ray encounter. And what was the name of it again, Tony? It was some technical name, but hopefully you'll remember this, unlike me.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully I can pronounce it. It was Manta Reef. That's right.
Manta Reef. Exactly. You know, when you have a few bowls of kava, you have a tendency to forget things. Is that the case, Stuart?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. But it is Manta Reef, one of the signature dives they have here at Matava. And, you know, you were talking the other night, Stuart, about magical moments, that diving is all about magical moments. And I had one at Manta Reef the other day. Did you hear me tell this story? I know I told you, because I told everybody I saw right after that dive.
Indeed you did. Twice you did. We humored you. You said it twice. But magical moments do exist. And we get asked all the time, how do the dive guys see mantas, humpback whales and whale sharks? Time in the water's the answer. But every time they swim past, the megafauna come in. You've seen them 10 times, 15 times. They swim past, and every time, it is a magical moment. I truly believe it.
Yes, well, when they swim by, it's magical. But I actually saw this manta 12 feet across, massive manta, couple fish swimming around his mouth. And I kind of cruised up alongside of him. And, you know, you don't touch the animals. You don't ride mantas like back in the day. You see these pictures. You know, that's not good etiquette at all for divers. However, I was able to scoot above this manta and literally get the same experience of riding a manta without touching him. And because he slowed down and I just kind of hovered above this manta for about 20 seconds and basically had the same experience of riding a manta. That was a magical moment for me, Stuart, and I thank you and the staff here at Matava for making it happen. How did you guys find this site?
Well, it's been here for many years. The fishermen from the villages knew about it already because the mantas are feeding on the plankton. The plankton also attracts the groupers and the fishing fish that they want to catch for food.
Yeah, well, and you named it Manta Reef, and the rest is history. Pretty cool. More coming up from Fiji.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 159. Ladies, if the captain says he'll be motorboating to the dive site, feel free to offer up your cleavage in support.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Tell me, Nick, would you believe me if I told you I saw a pink and purple dolphin on my last dive?
Probably not. Why do you ask?
Because I did. He was chased by a bunch of singing crabs, and he looked pretty annoyed.
That's very Disney-esque.
So you believe me?
No, but I do believe you were narked.
You think so?
Being narked has proven to be behind a lot of marine life song and dance routines.
You think so?
I know so. Nitrogen narcosis, or being narked, is a physiologic response to breathing nitrogen at depth. We don't know the exact mechanism behind it, but the general effect can be equated to diving under the influence of alcohol.
Which you don't recommend.
Never. Diving under the influence leads to bad judgment and decisions, and nitrogen narcosis impairs divers the same way. It can take away the ability to monitor basics like air and depth. Even worse, being narc can make a diver feel invincible, often leading to carelessness and recklessness.
Sounds ugly.
Unfortunately, nitrogen narcosis is not usually an unpleasant experience, which makes it all the harder to know when it's happening to you.
How deep do you have to go before narcosis sets in?
The common belief is that you have to go deep, like beyond 100 feet, before you're in danger of experiencing it. But the truth is, it can happen at shallower depths than that.
How do you avoid it?
You can't really avoid it, nor can you necessarily prepare for it.
So what, we're just supposed to cross our fingers and hope?
No, you can guard against it by being aware of it, and being aware of how you're feeling every moment of a dive.
What do you mean?
If you find yourself not caring about how deep you're going or how long you've been down, that's a sign you might be experiencing nitrogen narcosis. If you feel like taking chances you might not ordinarily take, if you're forgetting to monitor the dive, if you're blowing off your dive buddy, or if you start to see things that seem strange, that's also a red flag.
Like pink and purple dolphins?
Especially if they're singing.
The crabs were singing.
Sorry. But the point is that any singing crustacean should be considered a warning that nitrogen narcosis may be afoot. It's also important to know that any nitrogen narcosis effects you experience will only intensify the deeper you go. So if you start to feel any effects at all, don't go deeper.
How do you fix nitrogen narcosis?
That's the easy part. Since it's a physiologic reaction that occurs when you breathe nitrogen at depth, simply ascend until you feel the symptoms recede.
Is there any training you can do to learn not to get narked?
There's no way anyone can guarantee you won't experience it. It's true that some divers seem more susceptible to it than others, but absolutely no one is immune to it. Any diver of any experience level can get narked at any time.
But if you're doing a dive profile you've done before,
it can still happen. We've heard of divers who have done a given profile 100 times, but for whatever reason, they'll get narked on their 101st. This is why you have to be fully engaged in every dive, every time, mentally and physically. You should never take anything for granted, and you should always be aware when you're underwater.
And if you see a singing crab,
come up before you're tempted to join them for a chorus.
Diving certainly influences people, but nitrogen narcosis is a powerful influence you need to avoid. Stay aware of how you're feeling and where you are in your dive. And if you find yourself feeling narked, come on up a bit and stay in control. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we're back here at Matava in Fiji. You know, I mentioned this earlier that, of course, we had Mermaid Tony, Tiffany, the Scuba Cowboy. He's still down there jamming with the locals here in Fiji on the island of Kandavu. But I mentioned my buddy, Mark, from back in the day. Eminem, Mike, and Mark were my first official Scuba Radio gear schleppers. And now Mike or Mark has migrated out to the left coast, and we told him we were coming out here to Fiji, and he said, "Hey, you know, we want to do a trip. Me and Nicole, my wife, we want to come out here and have some fun. And we've heard Fiji's a pretty cool place. Why don't we meet you out there?" And the rest is history. And you've been here how long now, Mark?
Oh, been on the West Coast 5 years now. Can you believe it?
Yeah, but no, here in Matava, in Fiji.
Been here 5 days now. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, what do you think of this being your first experience in Fiji? Was it anything like you expected, different or what?
Nothing like I expected at all. This you really got to go out of your way to find this place. It's really remote, and I like that because the reef is just spectacular. You know, the corals are just untouched, and you feel like you've gone back in time. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that manta dive that we did, I mean, that was one of the best dives I've ever done, period. And I know that was probably the same for you, too. Have you ever had a manta experience before underwater?
I never have. And, you know, I gotta compliment you on keeping up with that manta. I think it was your, that was the largest manta on the planet, I'm sure. And you kept up with it with those sparkling red force fins. You're the man, Greg.
Yes, it was my force fins that did it. That and the fact that I'm in a top physical condition. And I was able to stay up with the manta and just have an encounter, a very magical moment, as Stuart aptly described earlier.
Indeed, yes. If my battery hadn't died on my camera, I could have had some really good stuff there for you. But next time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because everybody seems to be very envious of my red sparkled force fins or ruby red force fins, as I like to call them, because if I snap them three times and say there's no place at home, like home, well, no, it won't take me home. But I'll be in paradise and be avoiding home. I don't know. But I do it anyway just to amuse myself. And you got a kick out of it, right?
I absolutely got a kick out of it. Every time I'm with you, Greg, it's another adventure. I just can't believe it.
Yes, well, it's been too long, my friend. It has indeed. Now, Matava Eco Resort. Definitely, like you said, much more remote than any place I've been, because you got to fly here first to the main island, then take a little puddle jumper flight to the island of Kandavu, and then you got to take another boat ride to get out here to the resort. And I don't think there's any roads to this place, is there?
No, you've got to really be looking for this place. We got in this little boat. I was expecting, you know, a fisherman-sized boat, but it was basically a dugout canoe with a motor on it.
Yeah, I mean, it was truly an adventure just to get here, but once you get here, you know you are out there in the middle of nowhere, and like you said, the diving is pristine, but the eco side of Matava is pretty cool, don't you think? We don't have power, like plugs, in our room, and you're thinking, oh my God, I don't have something I can plug a razor or laptop into. You got to come down to the main brewery to plug up your electronics, but you know what? When you come to a place like this, you want to get away from all that anyway, and you still can do what you need to do in that regard when you come down to the main building. But being up there, this is the first time I've ever stayed at a place where they have these mosquito nets over your bed. You don't have air conditioning, but you're kind of up on the mountain, so there's this nice cool breeze in the evening. I found it very relaxing. What about you, Nicole? You liked it, didn't you?
I love it, Greg. It's just a chance to get away from it all. You feel like you're in another land, another time. The people are friendly. They take the most excellent care of you.
Right. Now, despite the fact that you had to see me without a shirt and in a grass skirt tonight, are there any other elements that you know, maybe will stay with you for years to come from your perspective? Was it the accommodations? You're not doing much diving. You're just hanging out, chilling, reading a book. And Mark was telling me you're doing a little artist type stuff as well. Is that right?
Yes, I am, Greg. There are so many fantastic things here to draw. It's just beautiful.
Was one of them me in a grass skirt without a shirt on?
Okay, Greg, to be honest, if you could just
quit talking about that and reminding you and bringing up that mental picture?
That would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Well, you know, what are you going to do? It's the kava. Too much drinking of kava here. Do you like the kava? Are you drinking the kava?
I have drank some of the kava, and I have to admit that I could probably never experience that again and be okay.
Okay, so you're not really going for the whole dirty water taste thing. You know, what's different about the kava here, guys, you guys actually have been upgraded over other places I've been in Fiji, because here they actually use some kind of husk from the hibiscus plant or something to strain the kava, to get rid of the pulp of the kava, which is a root that grows here in Fiji. And normally when you go to other places, they grind up this root and stick it in a dirty sock and mix it with water. So you skipped the dirty sock technique. How do you feel about that?
So this is way better. You're saying the whatever the grass is better than the dirty sock. I trust your judgment, Greg, as I always do.
Yes, it may not be a dirty sock. It just looked like one. And, you know, you've had the taste. It has a little bit of a...
It's dirt.
Yeah, it's like putting dirt and water together and drinking it. But it makes your lips numb. So I don't know that normal dirt would do that. So, you know.
So it's special dirt.
It's special kind of taste of dirt. And, you know, it's really not about the taste. It's about the cultural exchange. It is a pretty cool little ceremony that you go through, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. These people bring you right into their homes, and this is what they do every day. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it makes it a totally different experience than any other diving adventure you'll have on the planet.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, "What color?" Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs. The way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to DiscoverDominica.com for more info. That's DiscoverDominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
This is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on ScubaRadio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. ScubaRadio.com. That's ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
No, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
Well, on a honeymoon, I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
Oh.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we've been going down here in Fiji with the crew from Matava, Richard, Stewart, everybody's been so great. And the village here on the island of Kandavu is just phenomenal. I haven't even talked to the scuba cowboy yet because he is just having a musical, I don't know, it's kind of like a Fijian Woodstock going on with the local village musicians. Yeah, musicians, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, he's having a great time. I don't think you're getting him tonight. I don't think he's coming out of that.
Yeah, I think he's locked in a trance, a Fijian trance. Yeah, I seen him playing his guitar in his grass skirt and a Hawaiian shirt or colorful Fijian shirt, I guess, is more appropriate since we're in Fiji. And it's a little disturbing to watch, but I know he's having a good time. But, you know, it's all about that cultural exchange. The diving, obviously, amazing. We'll get into more of that in just a bit. But it's the people here in Fiji, and they really set the bar just a level higher than any other place I've ever visited. My third time to Fiji, and when I thought I'd seen it all, here comes our host here at Matava, Maggie. Maggie, welcome to Scuba Radio, and thanks for having us. How you doing?
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Resort, one of the eco resorts in Kandavu. It's one of the islands in Fiji. Bulavinaka, and welcome to Kandavu. I'm Maggie Khan.
Yes, Maggie, she's basically keeping everybody in line. You tell us when we're going to eat, where we're going to go, what diving we're doing, and just hanging out and making sure we have a good time, right?
Yes, Bulavinaka. It's a remote island, and there's nothing much to do here. We don't have a watch. No one is allowed to wear a watch. It's up to you. But we have a drum that beats on, and then everybody goes with the drum for breakfast and lunch. And then the divers will go out straight after breakfast, which breakfast is at 7:30. Unless we have an early dive earlier than that, and breakfast is at 7 o'clock in the morning, divers straight after breakfast, and they're going out diving to enjoy whatever they're going to see in the ocean, deep ocean.
Yes, that's right. You know, they don't have clocks. But they have these the drums, and you just bang on the drums, and that's when we know it's time for some kind of lunch or breakfast or dinner, or it's time to hang out with Maggie for a while, right?
Yes, the drums is something. It's like if we don't know whatever drum, it's a drum. You don't hit in two pens together, or you're hitting a stick against a wall. It's like a Fijian lolly. It's against from back of a tree that we have to call for attention. It's one of what our ancestors, 1842, 10,000 years ago, which they used to call all together the villagers. We call this Matava. We come to Matava, whether you're white or black, you're American, Australian, or whatever, whoever knows, wherever country come from. You count as a one. You come a family. We have my three directors. It's Richard, Adrian, and Jeannie, which they come. You come a family together. It doesn't matter, whatever. A drum brings us together. It's not for a village meeting, whatever, to enjoy the meal and whatever happens after that. Who God knows.
Yeah, you know, Maggie, you really have this whole aura about you. You know, you kind of come off like the, I don't know, like the, what's that guy's name? Who am I thinking? You're like the Little Richard of Fiji. Is that fair?
Something like that. I think Little Richard of Fiji is much better than that. But it's like, it's a remote island. There's nothing much. Just hear the drum. You know, you are hungry. If you're not hungry, then if you're like something else apart from, we can give you some tropical fruits and tropical drinks. Whoever cares. Whatever you want, we'll get it to you. It doesn't matter. We are 3.5-star, but we can give you a 7-star service. Who cares?
You know, you got to love this. I mean, who needs TV? Who needs phones? Who needs computers? We got Maggie to entertain us for 24/7 here at Matava. What do you think, Tony? Would you go shopping with this guy or what?
Absolutely. Basically, what I've learned is the drum means come. Drum means food, drinks, or good service. So just come on down when you hear the drums beat.
Yeah, but what about Tiffany? What do you think? Would you guys hang out with, would you bring Maggie to the States and, I don't know, go paint the town blue or green or red or what? I don't know. What? I mean, there's like a bonding thing going on with Maggie and the Scuba Radio Mermaids, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I would choose him over, well, I hate to say it, but half of my friends that I have now back in the States.
They want to just pack you up and take you home. You hear what I'm saying, Maggie?
I wouldn't mind going in a suitcase. Who cares the less? Because the thing is, you're coming to a remote island. You're on a holiday, so wherever it comes, America is this fizzing and buzzing about it. When you come to a remote island, who cares? You want a cell phone? No, we don't give it. But if you want an email from your friends, your boyfriend, whoever, but we can give it to you. We can print it out and give it to you in a tropical way. You know, Matava is an eco-resort. resort. It's a 3.5 stars, but we can give you a 7-star service. Thank you.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, he has this whole, I don't know, it's kind of like a sachet kind of thing going on. But God bless him for it. It makes it very entertaining. Yeah, he was nice enough to work these skirts for the Scuba Cowboy and I, and the coconut shell, the Kava bras for the mermaids.
Okay, well, I don't care how high maintained you are. You come to Matava Resort Eco, Taipei Fiji Limited.
Wait. Am I high maintenance? Are you saying I am high maintenance?
No, I don't care whoever you are, whether you come from Australia, America, UK, whatever. Even if you're the Queen's grandson, we can service you to the... much better than your bufflers, or your much better than your chauffeurs, or whatever than your waitress.
You really wouldn't. When you say service me, I'm not so sure I like the way you say that, Maggie, but that might be a cultural thing we're having a problem with.
What are you gonna
do? It's not that. It's like whatever you want. It's just like, it's not just you're trying to be high maintained. It's that, like, you like this. I would like to have a grass skirt. I would like to have a coconut bra. I would like to have my coffee at 4 o'clock. I would like to have my breakfast at 3 o'clock. Who cares the less? We'd love to have you, and we give you the mud service you like to have.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a home away from home from you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think the girls are going to take him home. Are you? Are you, Tony?
We are, absolutely. Whatever you need, whatever you want, Maggie and Matava are here to serve you any time of the day. Just let them know. And personally, Tiffany and I both want to take Maggie home.
You want to leave me here, don't you? Hour 2 on deck from Fiji. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
So what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.